Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers. Welcome.
Nath, on this catch-up, we talk about what did you win?
Yes.
I was trying to think. I don't think I've ever won anything. Have you?
I'm sure you've won something. Like a race.
Oh, yes. I was thinking more like raffles and competitions.
Okay, well then, what raffle have you won would have been the question.
Well, I was just interested because, I mean, I've entered, you know, heaps of little comps and stuff, but I've never won anything. Like, you know, jelly beans in the jar, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. There was a TV show called, wasn't Cheese TV. I think it was Saturday Disney.
Saturday Disney, yeah.
Saturday Disney. And they used to have this thing called The Vault. And if you rode into them at McMahon's Point, New South Wales 203, I still remember it, you go out in the running to win something from their vault.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to enter all the time, and this one time I got a reply from Saturday Disney. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. This is the moment. Opened it up. It said, congratulations at the top. I'm like, yes, I have won the vault. Yeah. I think it was like a bike or a PlayStation or something at the time. And I was like, how good is this? And it's like, you have won the vault. You're the 15th person. Congratulations. Here's your Saturday Disney peak hat.
So you want a hat?
A hat. Yeah. It's a peak hat though.
A peak hat?
Yeah.
What's a peak hat?
Like the ones that, like a baseball, it's another word for a baseball hat.
I've never heard peak hat before.
Oh, really? Wow.
Look at that. I've now learned two things. I've learned that Disney screwed you over.
Yeah. No, someone else got the bike. Okay. I just got screwed.
And peak hat means baseball cap. There you go. We're learning here in the Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Yep.
Cheese TV from then on in.
Nath, former NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal.
Hmm.
Apparently he's replaced Joey Fatone in NSYNC, according to Google. Yeah, bye, Joey.
Shaq.
Look, if you if you do Google NSYNC, it comes up with the five members of the band, and the last member on there, it says Shaquille O'Neal, baritone.
Yeah, I was just about to say he'd be a great baritone, wouldn't he?
So yeah, now this is Google, Wikipedia. Someone's having a laugh.
Well, are they having a laugh? So it's definitely not true.
Well, look,
I mean, has Shaq himself come out and said, oh, I'm not a part of NSYNC?
Well, because, I mean, the NBA finals are on at the moment.
Oh, he's doing a lot of commentating and stuff.
And no, so he's been asked because he's on TV a lot over there. And he said, yes, I was a member. And then there's people going, come on, Shaq, stop, you know, pulling our leg. And he goes, no, I was a member of NSYNC. It was a thing.
And then people aren't going to argue with him because he's Shaq and he's massive.
I'm Shaq. I was in NSYNC. Yak.
The world's flat.
The world is flat. So look, I mean, I did some research, because you know, Nath, we don't miss much here at Jimmy and Nath.
No, never.
So yeah, look, he was a part. Now, I don't know if you know this, Shaq did a lot of rapping earlier in his career.
Okay.
He was a professional rapper, he's released some songs. He even has a track with Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've got an exclusive play. This is NSYNC and Shaquille O'Neal.
And picture how it feels to be a king for a minute. Now feel it, Porsche, business, pounds is endless. It's never hard to tell who my crew of Twizzle Men's is. Players, Pepsi, and dimes all around. Plus your tidy suit cut and shines by the pound. I'm down for your crew.
Wow, Shaq, spitting rhymes.
Spitting rhymes. Now, look, I found it. That's the first play in the world. Mm. Shaquille O'Neal and NSYNC. But look, he had to politely decline. Being in NSYNC.
Oh, he had one song.
Well, this is back in the day, Nath. He's a professional NBA player. He doesn't have time to be in NSYNC.
He had to pick.
So now look, before they moved on to Joey Fatone, there was someone else that they tried to audition in NSYNC. Now we're going to play it quite shortly. Now this famous celebrity auditioned for NSYNC couldn't take the part because he had to focus on a movie career. So Shaq left because he had his basketball. This person we're about to play had to move on because of their movie career.
So poor old NSYNC, they're the second fiddle.
Well, third a lot of fiddle. Things. Yeah, I mean, they tried Shaq, didn't work out. They tried this next guy we're about to play, didn't work out. Then they tried Joey Fatone, and it worked. But so what we'll do is we'll play it, Nath, again. This is a world premiere. This is a famous actor had to turn down NSYNC. Just tell me afterwards who you think this is. But it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. Any ideas? Famous actor that was.
Look, I think, I don't know his name, but I think that guy's a pretty big star.
Was.
This is exciting, Jim, because please welcome to the show. He's live from his mansion in Washington, D.C. right now. It's former President of the United States and friend of the show, Mr. Barack Obama.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate.
Barack.
It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
It is, mate. It is. How are things going over there?
Well, look, they're good, Nate. I just woke up from my afternoon nap. I'm just making sure I'm rested and ready to go for the NBA Finals.
Oh, you who are you backing in the NBA Finals, Barack?
You know, Nate, as former president of the United States of America, I'm just backing a good, clean game that people have fun in.
Always a politician, Barack. Always a politician. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, Nate, I was president of the United States. So, Barack.
Now, Barack, the reason we've got you in is because you and your wife, Michelle, you've entered into a multi-year agreement to produce films and series for Netflix. Can you tell us, give us an exclusive, what's coming to Netflix?
Well, first of all, Mace, Michelle said I had to get off my backside and do something.
Yeah, right. She's still whipping you into shape.
You know, Nate, ladies, am I right? Well, look, let's talk about Netflix. First, I've got an idea for a movie. Can I tell you about it?
You certainly can. You certainly can.
Okay. What I'm thinking, it's about a guy called, let's call him Barack Obama.
Right.
And how he was president. He stopped being president. And a man called Donald Trump became president. And he's a real fa-la-la-la-la head. Yeah. That guy's really bad at his job. Anyway, Barack Obama returns to his old job, being president, saves the world, the end.
Wow, that's amazing. Where did you get this inspiration from, Barack?
Oh, look, you know, Nate, I just come up with these things. I'm a bit of a smart guy.
This is very clever. I can't wait to see that one. Do you have a release time for that, or when it's going to come out?
No, look, just signed the deal with Netflix. Right now, I'm just waiting, and as you can see, I'm just coming up with some great ideas.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, this is why you've got the job, I guess. Now, do you like any current Netflix shows? Are there any out there that you're loving at the moment, Barack?
Oh, Nate, yes. Let me tell you. First of all, I like House of Cards, and I heard they have a job opening. I mean, I can play president. I mean, I was the president. Let me think. What about Stranger Things? Because it's such a strange thing that I'm not still president. I miss being president. And finally, I'm really enjoying The Crown. I mean, I'm not royalty, but again, I was president.
Brock, I'm kind of sensing that you're missing being president a little bit.
Oh, no. I'm really, really, really enjoying my time, Nate. It's really good not being president.
Well,
I'm great time.
I'm glad you're enjoying not being president. And I guess, finally, before we do let you go, because you sound like you're very busy at the moment, you've probably got another nap that you've got to get in. Before we let you go, you've got to start writing some Netflix stuff for Netflix, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, like Michelle said, Barack, get off your backside. So I should start to write things. Get it? Write things? Because I'm the right man for the job.
Yeah, okay. Nice, I like that. Yeah,
like, and that job's president, Nate, because I used to be president. God, Barack, you're good. Anyway, thanks, Nate.
Well, Barack, thanks for coming in. I'm sorry Jimmy couldn't be here, but I guess we can't wait for those new shows to come out and to see what you're up to.
Thanks, Nate. This is former President of the United States, Barack Obama, signing off.
Bye, Barack.
Bye, Nate.
Jim, I need to make an apology. I need to apologise for everyone because yesterday you and I, we made an agreement that we would no longer talk about a certain event that occurred last Saturday in England, which millions watched, involving a prince and a former actress. This is what was said.
62% of people are over it. Yeah.
They're over it.
Yeah, they don't want us to talk about it anymore.
People have spoken.
The people have spoken. They've said, hey, Jimmy and Nath, it was fun. It was fun Saturday night.
We are not bad-mouthing it. It was fantastic.
It's just too much, you know what I mean?
It's just over it.
It's like eating cake for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, it sounds like a great idea, but after you've had cake every day for 3 days...
Oh, God, you'd get over it.
You'd get over it. Yeah, Nath, we put up an Instagram poll, at Jimmy and Nath, and I can reveal the final vote.
Oh, the final vote.
Yeah. 59% of people are over it.
Are over the...
Yeah, so we can never speak about the...
Again.
Ever again, yep.
I need to briefly break this rule.
So far, we've put in a rule on the show, and we are exactly 24 hours in, and you want to break it.
I'm already going to break it, because I need to mention something very briefly about the... if I can.
Yeah, but the reason we put the rule in was because our listeners didn't want us to talk about it anymore.
Well, I know, but this is the one... You, like, rules are made to be broken. You know what I mean?
Rules are made to be there, to not be broken. That's the definition of a rule.
I promise you I won't break it again. Okay. After this, I won't break it again.
All right.
A few days ago, you and I, we spoke about the gift bags that were handed out at the... to people who volunteered at the...
Now, I know we can't say it, but you can't fire that beep off every time.
Okay, so I'll just try and not say it.
Just try and not say it.
I'll work around it.
Yeah.
Well, these gift bags that were handed out are now being sold on eBay for $50,000.
Yeah, okay. So now I do remember talking about the gift bags.
Yeah.
At the... Now, I was a big fan of the gift bags.
There were some good things in there. Shortbread.
No. Shut up. I was a fan of the gift bags, and from the outset, you were not a fan.
Mm.
You were very strong-willed and said, I think this is, you know, piss poor. I don't like it. Mm. And now people, how much are they selling it for?
$50,000.
So I'd say people agree with me then. Because you can't sell something for $50,000 if no one wants to buy it. So are you changing your mind on this then?
There were some good things in there, but no, there weren't.
We went through everything and you were like, nah, that's
true. Mate,
nah,
I said the shortbread was good.
No, you didn't. You said anyone
could... I'll get the audio. Well, I said the shortbread will be good.
No, you can't get the audio because we're not going to talk about this anymore. But let me tell you, you definitely weren't a fan because we can't talk about it. This is the last time.
I was a fan of the shortbread, but $50,000 is a joke.
Sorry, you were a fan of shortbread.
Mm.
You said how much you love shortbread. You just didn't love it as a gift. Does that make sense?
Nah.
That's what you said. You go, oh, how good's some shortbread? I can't go past it. Look at you, mate. You love shortbread.
Well,
what did you win?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Yes.
Okay, be honest, people out there, how many of you put your hands up?
Because Nathan and I definitely put our hands up.
We did it.
Thank you, DJ Khaled. Hey, speaking of all you do is win and money in the air, a couple in Melbourne has won $9.6 million in the lotto after winning the lotto twice on one lotto thing.
Well, in one go, they've won it twice.
Yeah, so this lady, she bought two separate entries using special numbers marking her wedding anniversary and children's birthdays in the same lotto. She's put two separate tickets, and both tickets won first prize.
That annoys me.
So, two tickets in the same draw, and she claimed first prize twice.
Two times in a row.
Which gives her a total of $9.6 million.
If you've won that much money, do you continue to enter the lotto, or do you just tap out?
I think it'd only be fair to tap out.
You'd have to tap out.
You know
out.
What I mean?
Surely you'd then get banned from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to continue entering.
Especially if you've won, and that would stop people from winning twice.
Well, I mean, yeah, this chick's won twice in the same, like the same night, like with two different tickets. I mean, we talked about it on the show the other day, Nath, only a few weeks ago, a man in Sydney, he won lotto twice in a week.
Mm.
So we've had one guy in Sydney who won twice in a week. I think he won just over $1 million.
Yeah.
So not as much. And then we had a couple in Melbourne who've won twice in the same night.
Imagine winning that much money for just putting like a little number on a bit of paper.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get it. You got to pay to enter and stuff.
Yeah, and also how many times have they entered? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the other thing. You don't know how many. It'd irk me even more if this was the first time she entered and she's like, oh, well, I'll buy two tickets.
I'll give it a go. Or she was given it.
Yeah.
Given it for a birthday.
No, she did. She bought them on purpose, marking her wedding anniversary and children's birthdays.
Ah, that's fine. Then she deserved the 96 yeah. milk. What did you win?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
A And they stay down. And they stay there. Yes. Look, we are asking, what did you win? Because a Melbourne couple has won $9.6 million in Lotto after the woman bought two separate entries using special numbers marking her wedding anniversary and children's birthdays.
Unfair.
And only a few weeks ago, a man in Sydney won the Lotto twice in a week. Now, it's upsetting a lot of people. But our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, he's not in this morning. He messaged us, though. And this is... I'm going to read you exactly what he's messaged us. If she's won twice in the same night, then she just had two tickets with the same numbers. She's an idiot. The skill is getting a win in two different draws as they are a whole set of different numbers twice. Rich idiot.
He's sent that from the news agency.
He's, he's down there now buying multiple entries in the Lotto.
That's why he's not at work. Nicole, what did you win?
Unfortunately, it wasn't money. It was an old vinyl Glenn Miller record when I was four at my grandfather's cycling event.
Oh, yeah. Well done. That's awesome.
So, Nicole, did you say you were 4 years old?
Yes.
So, oh, great.
So
I didn't even know who Glenn Miller was.
Yeah, well, I don't know who. Is it Glenn or Grant?
It's Glenn.
Glenn Miller. Nicole. Oh, I was thinking Grant.
Oh, you love Grant Miller, do you?
Oh, Grant Miller, Colvin Ice. Absolute banger.
Nicole.
To this day, it's priceless to me. So, money.
Have you listened to the record?
Yes, I have.
And are you a fan now?
Yeah.
You know what? At least you won.
That's
won. A good thing.
Sandra from Howrah. What did you win, Sandra?
A meat tray, but I'm vegetarian, so it was no good to me. And plus, we were on holidays at the time in Queensland, so we were in a hotel and couldn't even, like, give it away to friends or family or anything.
Oh, because you didn't know anybody. And it'd, nah. be, and it'd be weird a random person coming up to you and go, hey, you want a meat tray?
Well, look, we'll give you a round of applause. I mean, yeah. Congratulations on winning the meat tray.
Well done. That's great.
Sandra, in the place you were staying, did you have one of those, like, real mini bar fridges?
Yeah, we did, but we were so devo because, like, we wanted the carton of 4X that was on offer, but we got the meat tray. So, yeah, we just left it there at the pub and, yeah, gave it up to them.
Sandra, did you like, say, hey, look, I'm a vegetarian. Any chance I can get a slab of 4X rather than the meat tray?
No, they wouldn't swap it out.
What? Like, really?
Yeah, I know. And being a visitor and everything to the state, but no, they were pretty adamant that we had to have the meat tray.
But you told them, like, you're pretty adamant in not eating meat.
Yeah, and said, like, I'd even swap it for a six-pack, but no.
But no.
How far down the train did you try and gamble? Like, were you like, all right, I'll give it to you for a sip?
No, I didn't go that far. I thought six-pack was pretty good offer, but yeah, no, they weren't going to come at it. So we didn't eat there again, I can assure you. Mm.
Maybe they would have given it to you for a skooey.
Yeah, maybe.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.